सहनावतु सहनो भुनक्तु सहवीर्यं करवावहै तेजस्विनावधीतमस्तु मा विद्विषावहै ॐ शान्ति शान्ति शान्तिः। गुरुर्ब्रह्मा गुरुर्विष्णु गुरुर्देवो महेश्वरः गुरुरेव परं ब्रह्म तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः। समस्तजनकल्याणे निरतं करुणामयं नमामि चिन्मयं देवं सद्गुरुं ब्रह्मविद्वरं वसुदेवसुतं देवं कंसचानूरमर्दनं देवकी परमानन्दं कृष्णं वन्दे जगद्गुरुं कृष्णं वन्दे जगद्गुरुम्।
So Bhagavan gave advice to Arjun and he gave many, many arguments to prove that there cannot be a cause for sorrow. Arjun was crying in the battlefield. Therefore, from different levels, Lord proved that there cannot be any cause of sorrow. This is applicable to all of us because we also face challenges and we also experience sorrow. If our understanding is clear, we will be able to face it more boldly and cheerfully. First argument he gave that Atman is nitya, is eternal, so there cannot be any sorrow. From the standpoint of Atman, because it is nitya, it is permanent, there cannot be any destruction of that Atman or the Self, therefore there cannot be a sorrow. Number two, argument number two given by Lord is that in case if Arjun you consider that the Jivatma is continuously being born and continuously dying, in that case also, Lord says, there cannot be any cause or question of sorrow. Why? That is law. Anything which is born will die. We cannot change that law. Then why are we experiencing sorrow? We are experiencing sorrow because of our unintelligent association with the objects and beings of the world. In Bhagavad Gita or in any other scripture, you will find they will not tell you to leave object of the world of objects and beings. They will not say, leave sense object, leave your family, leave your wealth. They will not say that. What they will say? They will say, leave your attachment to all beings and objects of the world. They will advise you only the attachment part is to be dropped. That's all. Because of attachment, we are experiencing sorrow. From the body level, argument number three by Bhagwan is that from the body level also there cannot be any sorrow because the body manifests and unmanifest. Lord has used the word vyakta and abhyakta. Manifest from five great elements and goes back to five great elements. There is no loss of five great elements. Therefore, there cannot be any cause of sorrow from that level also. Then he says from the Swadharma level, what is your Swadharma? You are a Kshatriya, your dharma is to fight war. You have got a righteous war. A Kshatriya should be happy if he gets the righteous war. We also become happy if we get our job according to our liking. We become happy. But most of the time we have to compromise. And I gave you the example, padhe farsi beche tel. Compromise. Padhe farsi beche tel. Compromise. Then he said, from the shishtachar level also, argument number five. From shishtachar level also, he said, the precedence is there. Your grandfather, Bhishma, also faced the same situation when he fought with his own guru, Parusara. Now you are facing Arjun, you are facing the same problem. You are facing Dronacharya, your guru. So follow the precedent, Shishtachar, what the others have done, you also do the same thing. Then he said, Atha cheto imam dharmam sangramam na karishyasi. Even after getting this righteous war, if you don't fight, tata swadharmam kirtim chahitva papam avapsyasi, you will get three things. First is you will not exhaust your vasanas. You are getting filled according to your choice. You are a kshatriya, you got a righteous war. If you don't fight, then what will happen? Your vasana will not exhaust. Swadharma. Number two, kirti, your fame, which is very hard earned by you. That kirti will be also destroyed. And papam avapsasi. Papam avapsasi means there will be sin. It's not the ordinary sin which we think about. Papam here means if we don't do our obligatory duty, what will happen? There will be agitation of mind. That agitation of mind is papa. Apply to our life. If I don't do my duty, the duty of Arjun was to fight in the war. Our duty is to our own health, number one, our family, then our relatives, our society, our state, our country, our universe. We have got duty toward all of them. If we don't do our duty toward them, what will happen? Like many of you, you have got the agitation of mind that my parents are in India, we are sitting here, they need help, we can't do anything. That agitation of mind is called papam here. Suppose you are able to do your duty, what will be the result? Peace of mind, that is shanti, that is swarga. So here papam means, if we are not able to do our duty, agitation will be there. Continuous agitation will be there. I am not looking after my child. I am not able to give time to my children. The lifestyle is such here, the parents, they have to leave home before they wake up. And when they come home, child goes to bed. And then on the weekend, we give them a lot of toys. Compromise. But the children, really, they want that toy or the love? They want your time. Next. Verse number 34, chapter 2.
Akirtim chapi bhutani.
Akirtim chapi bhutani.
Kathayishanti te vyayam. Sambhavitasya cha kirtihi.
Sambhavatisya cha kirtihi.
Maranadatirichyate.
Marnadatirichyate.
Akirtim chapi bhutani kathayishanti devayam. Sambhavitasya cha kirtihi maranadatirichyate.
So now Lord is coming down to our mundane world level. He started giving gyan, self of knowledge, from verse number 11. And up to verse number 33, the knowledge part is over. You see, the knowledge is always very heavy. You cannot give for a long time. The whole day you can't discourse on self. After 45 minutes, it is generally seen, the people start seeing this side, or sometimes they will see, watch this. Because it is heavy. Heavy. So Lord has also seen from the face of Arjun that he is not able to take any more. Now he has to change. He has to come down to the mundane level. So Kirti, fame, is very dear to Arjun. Very dear to Arjun, fame. It's a very hard-earned fame of Arjun. So he says, Akirtim cha api bhutani kathiyasyanti te abhyam. Now the kirti from the three levels our Lord is going to explain. Bhutani. Bhutani means the beings. So beings can be human being, beings can be animal, birds, beings are devatas, beings are rishi muni are also beings. So he said, all of them will criticize you. Japi bhutani katishyanti, katishyanti, they will tell. They will tell about what? Akirtim, dishonor, your infamy. They will talk about that. How long they will talk? Abhyam, abhyam. Bhyam means to spend. Abhyam means which will never end. Which will never end. Oh Arjun, when your children or grandchildren, when they go to school, now you can understand what their friends will say. Your grandfather, great-grandfather Arjun ran away from the battlefield. Akirtim. It continues for a long time. Akirtim. Okay. Sambhavitasya cha akirti marnatati richyate. Sambhavitasya means of the honored. Akirti, dishonor, is heavier, greater, worse than death. A honored person can never take akirti. Dishonor. Not take. When the soldiers are kept by the enemy side, they want to die. But they don't kill. Why? Akirti. So if we don't do our duty, two things will accrue. One is akirti. Akirti means people will criticize. Bhutani people will criticize. If we don't do our duty, what will happen? Others will criticize. See, his parents are there in the same city. He doesn't go and look after. People will talk about that. Akirti. And papam. Akirti will be there. Pap. What is pap? You are not expressing, but inside your mind, agitation is continuously there. I am not able to help. For some reason or other, my parents. I am not able to do my duty toward children. I am not able to do duty about my parents. I am not able to do my duty to my employer or to friends, relatives. You can increase it to our state, universe, and then all that. If I am not able to do my duty, then agitation of mind will be always there. Now, we are supposed to pay taxes to government. If you don't pay, here it is very difficult. You can't escape. But in India, you can buy things without even bills. But there will be agitation of mind. Oh, I've done this thing, I've done this thing, I've done this thing. Think about your past. If you have done something, one wrong, it must be agitating in your mind. Whenever it comes in your mind, it agitates. So papam, you will get it. Okay. You see, in death, one does not lose name and fame. Name and fame continues after death also. Is it not so? After death also, it continues. But the law of life is that every rise must be followed by a fall sooner or later. Eminence, renown, reputation can be lost suddenly or over a period of time. We know, we have seen, we read newspaper, economy is going up or economy is going down, recession is happening, and after a few years again there is a curve like this, up and down, up and down, up and down. But a wise person, he is prepared. He knows after that this will happen. It's going to come. But ill prepared are crushed. They get frustrated. They can't come out of it. Our Gurudev told one
real incident. Once he went to a Gyan Yag in Chennai, and the organizers there said that, Gurudev, you have to go to one family, they are our devotee, before we take you to Yajnasala. Gurudev didn't know who this family is, this nothing, no. Even the name was also not told, that this family name is this and this, this person. Took him. Gurudev saw that one old person is lying on bed. Then he says, what is this, what happened? He said, he is a great scientist. He was acclaimed when his research was acknowledged. After a few years, some new research has come, overthrowing his research, and he got such a shock, got a stroke, and since then he's lying, never came out of that. So things happen like that. Okay, next. This is from the general public side, what the people will, how the people will react to your fame. Arjun, now those who love you, how they will react? And third one will be those who hate you, those who are enemy, how they will react? So Lord is giving three verses from general public, from Bhutani standpoint. Second verse which you are going to read now is from the level those who love you or you love them. And the next third verse will be how the people who are your enemy will react to this. Next.
Bhayad ranaduparatam.
Bhayad ranadupakrama.
Mansyante twa maharatha. Yesham chattvam bahumatah.
Yesham chattvam bahumatah.
Bhutva yasasi laghavam. Bhayadranaduparatam. Mansyante twa maharatha. Yesham chattvam bahumatah. Bhutva yasasi laghavam.
Maharathas, Maharathas, great commanders, or chariot warriors, Mansante, they will think, what? Uparatam, if you withdraw from this battle, Ranat, from this battle, Bhayat, out of fear, they will consider that Arjun ran away from the battlefield out of fear. Now, if you remember correctly, when Arjun wanted to come out from the battlefield, what was his argument to Lord? He said, these people are lobha upahat chetasa. Those all people are standing on the other side. They are all greedy people. And their intellect is covered by the emotion of greed. They are not able to think. And Arjun said, I can think. These are greedy people. Let them take Rajya, let them take kingdom, I don't want it. So his thinking was out of compassion, out of nobility, I want to get out of the war. But the Maharathas, like Bhishma, Drona, Salva, Virat, Drupad, Satyaki, Drishtadyumna, what they will say? These people love Arjuna. They will say, oh, he ran away from the battlefield out of fear. They will not see your emotion. They will say, he ran away out of fear. So, Lord is saying, think Arjun, don't come to conclusion so fast. Maharathi respect you. They all will look down upon you. Think what the enemies will say next.
Avachya vadamscha bahun.
Avachya vadamscha bahun.
Vadishyanti tavahitaha.
Vadishyanti tavahitaha.
Nindantastava samarthyam.
Nindantastava samarthyam.
Tato dukkhataram nukim. Avachya vadamscha bahun vadishyanti tavahitaha nindantastava samarthyam tato dukkhataram nukim.
Avachya vadamscha bahun vadishyanti tav ahitaha. Ahitaha, hita, hitaisi. Ahita, those who are not your friend. That means enemy. Ahita means enemies. Badishyanti, enemies will speak. What? Bahun, they will talk many, many things. What? Avachya vadan, words that are improper to be spoken, unparliamentary thing. They will tell many, many things. Nindanta tab samarthyam, samarthyam, your power. Nindanta, they will criticize. They will be cabling your power, your samarthya. Tatta duktaram nukim. What can be more painful than this? What can be more painful? So in the enemy camp, what will happen? In military, I don't know here, but in India, we have got the, like a officers club. Then the soldiers, they have got the separate organization or association. Or in companies also, we find in India, officers' canteen and workers' canteen. It's not one and same. I don't think the distinction is here in America. But your distinction you find in aeroplane also, trains in India also. If you are traveling in first class first, and if you are traveling in two-tier or three-tier, the food served even in the Rajdhani or any other train is different. It's not the same food. So these people who are enemy, what they will say? They will not only say that he ran away out of fear. They will put some mirch masala on that, some more. Masala, and then they will say. They will say his uniqueness is still continuing. Or he won all his past battles by chance, you know. Out of fluke he got it. Or they will say he's a tail-ender batsman. He got sixer by chance. You know. Last person, by chance he got. He's a tail-ender batsman. They will all criticize like that. Okay. Now, Arjun considered that the enjoyment of Rajya after victory will be blood-smeared. Blood-smeared. Now, Lord is answering to this argument. So, all arguments of Lord is now over. Now, he is going to tell him what will be the fruit of fighting this battle. Verse number 37.
Hato va prapsyasi swargam.
Hato va prapsyasi swargam.
Jitva va bhokshase mahim.
Jitva va bhokshase mahim.
Tasma duttishta kaunteya.
Tasma duttishta kaunteya.
Yuddhaya krita nischaya. Hato va prapsyasi swargam, jitva va bhokshase mahim, tasma duttishtha kaunteya, yuddhaya krita nischaya.
What Arjun will get now, Lord is telling here. Hato va prapsyasi swargam, suppose if you are killed, what you will get? Birgati, you will get swarga. Then jitva va bhokchase mahim. Jitva, if you conquer. Bhokchase mahim, you will enjoy mahim, the whole of earth. So Bharatvarsh was not only that much, which you see now. The whole earth was Bharatvarsh. You will be enjoying the whole of earth. Tasmat uttishta kaunteya. Therefore, after giving all arguments, that there is no scope of any sorrow.
And if you fight this war, if you are killed, you go to Swarga. If you win, then you get the whole kingdom of the earth. You will enjoy that. Uttishta Kaunteya Yuddhaya Krita Nischaya. Yuddhaya Krita Nischaya. Who has to do that, take the decision? Arjun has to take. Lord says, Yuddhaya Krita. Oh Arjun, you take a decision. Krita Nischaya. Yes, I will fight. Lord has given all the arguments from different levels. There cannot be any sorrow. But decision, Arjun has to take. You take the decision that I will fight. So here question comes, the Lord has given only two things. If you are killed or if you win. There can be a third option also. He may not be killed or he may be may not win also. He may be defeated. What about that? Why Lord has not said anything about that? Mahatma explained this way. As because Lord is with Arjun, there is no question of defeat. There is no question of defeat because Lord Krishna is with Arjun. Kaunteya, Kaunteya. Whenever Lord takes the name of Arjun, it has got a meaning, you know. Out of love he is saying Kaunteya. He didn't say Arjun or Parth and all that. Why Kaunteya? Kaunteya is because you are Kunti Putra and Kunti is related to me. I will not see that you are defeated or you die. That much of meaning is there in Kaunteya. So there is no scope of sorrow from Atma level, no scope of sorrow from Jivatma level, no scope of sorrow from body level, no source of sorrow. There cannot be any grief from... Next. This is Kali Yuga, you know. Buddhi is so short. What to do? Randa Buddhi. I repeat it. From the Atma level, no grief. Second, from Jivatma level, no grief. From body level, no grief. From Sadharma level, no grief. From Shishtachar. Shishtachar, follow precedence, no grief. Then he says, Akirti will come. You will be getting paap. If you do this, if you fight this war, what will happen? You will spiritually grow. You may not be able to understand the science behind it, but that is correct. When the vasanas reduce, you spiritually grow. You spiritually grow. And there will be no papam. Papam means no agitation of mind. If we do our obligatory duty, there is no papam. So Lord is absolutely clear that there cannot be any sorrow. So don't think that this is only applicable to Arjun in battlefield. Whatever argument Lord has given from different levels is applicable to all of us even today. When you feel sorrow, find out what is the cause. And in the most cases, you will find your attachment is the cause. Most of the cases, think about that. You will find it is the attachment which is giving sorrow. Now, how to fight this battle? How to fight battle? How to do our obligatory duty? The Lord will be always saying how to fight battle because he is talking to Arjun. Where? In the battlefield. And it is all related to duties. So how to do our duty, now Lord is explaining. Be careful.
Sukha dukhe same kritva.
Sukha dukhe same kritva.
Labha labha jaya jayo.
Labha labha jaya jayo.
Tato yuddhaya yujyasva.
Tato yuddhaya yujyasva.
Naiva नैवं पापमवाप्स्यसि सुखदुःखे समे कृत्वा लाभालाभौ जयाजयौ ततो युद्धाय युज्यस्व नैवं पापमवाप्स्यसि.
So in the earlier we found that you will get these two things. One is the swarga if you fight, another is you can enjoy the kingdom. What is the third benefit? He says, na evam papam avapasi. There will not be papa. If you fight battle, will there be any agitation of mind? If you are doing your duty, will there be any agitation of mind? No. So third benefit of doing your obligatory duty is no agitation of mind. No agitation. But how will it will happen? So he said, sukha dukhe labha labho jaya jayo. Three pair of opposites are given here. Since it is related to battle, therefore jaya ajay, victory or defeat, labha, alabha, gain or loss, sukha, dukha, pleasure or pain. So if there is a jay, ajay, victory or defeat, there will be labha, alabha, and this lab and alab will give you sukha and dukha. Are you getting it? Let me break it. Then you will understand more clearly. If there is victory, there is gain. If there is a gain, there is sukha. Is it clear now? If there is a victory, there will be gain of kingdom. If I gain kingdom, there will be sukha. So simple. If there is defeat, what will happen? There is loss. And there is a loss, there will be sorrow. So jaya jayo will lead to labh alabh. Labh alabh will lead to sukha dukha. So how to fight this war? Lord says sami kritva. These pairs of opposites will happen. But before fighting, samekritva, you take a decision that I will remain sane. Whether there is a jay, victory, or ajay, there is a defeat, my state of mind will remain same. Whether I gain or there is a loss, my mind will remain same. Or sukh or dukh, which happens in mind, I will keep my mind same. Same kritva. Tatah yuddhaya yujyaswa. Tatah means after taking this resolution. Tatah, very important word. Same kritva, remaining same, has to be resolved or taken a decision before starting obligatory duty, not during obligatory duty, not at the time of getting the fruit of action. Same kritva, same kritva. It is sadhana, it is not that easy. It is sadhana to make mind same, whether in vijay, victory, or defeat, whether there is a gain or loss, whether there is sukh or dukh, mind will remain same. This is sadhana. How it will remain same? Next question. Is it not so? Next question is, how can we make our mind sum? It is something very deep, it is subtle, it is not superficial. It is very deep. And that samatha will happen only and only if you think it is not related to me, it is not for me, it is for Lord, it is for some higher pedestal, then it will happen.
When it is for the higher, then samatha will happen. All my actions, karma yoga starts from here slowly, slowly. Bhagwan is introducing karma yoga slowly. How you should fight war? How should we do our obligatory duty in the world? Sami kritva. I should not be disturbed with the sukh and dukh. Sukh and dukh will come. You cannot stop it. It will never stop. After day, night will come. After night, day will come. It will come. And we all know the cause for this. Who is the cause for sukh and dukh? Our own karma. Who did this karma? When? Maybe in this life or maybe previous life. And we always blame whom? Lord is giving this problem to me. I don't know what I have done. Lord is giving me. Are you? It is your karma coming back to you as a fruit. That's all. But I don't remember. You don't remember what you ate 7 days ago. What you all we did, we don't remember. And what we did in our previous life, that also we don't know. So if we have got this understanding, this fruit of action is because of my past actions. Do you have any choice? You have got no choice. You have to accept it. You have got only one choice. Whether you will take it cheerfully or by crying, that is your choice. Packet of sorrow will come. But it will come through. It will come through somebody. It will come through somebody. And normally when it comes through somebody, we blame that person. He is giving me sorrow. My child is giving me sorrow. My parents are giving me sorrow. My company is giving me sorrow. We blame others. No. Who is to be blamed? If you are experiencing sukh, you have done something good in past. If you are experiencing dukh now, that means who has done? But the packet will be delivered. Postman can change. If you are in India, the postman is different. That postman comes either walking or on the cycle, bechara, he comes and posts. Here the postman is upgraded. They don't even get down from their car. And they move. Postman can be different, but it will come. We can't stop it. What is our choice? We have got only two choices. When it comes, either I can cry, or by understanding, I can be cheerful. Oh, this has come. Okay. I know this is my fruit of action done in the past. I also know because the action is limited, the fruit also has to be limited. It cannot be infinite. Therefore, okay, you sit down. Come. And now the packet of sorrow is seeing that this fellow is cheerful. He's enjoying. So that sorrow leaves him. Or if you start thinking, what has happened? Patani saade sati aagya hai. Sunny, Mangal, and all this, you start calculating. So this is very at deep level. What I'm trying to tell you that a same kritva will happen only when your understanding is clear that all my actions are for the happiness of the Lord. If you don't understand this concept now, then you will never be able to come to samta level. All my actions, our scriptures are not going to tell you do this puja, that only Pandit will tell you. For Sani Santi, Mangal Santi, Buddha Santi, they will tell you all these pujas. But our scriptures will never tell you all these things. They will tell you how to do our duty so that you can remain always some, not disturbed by anything, by any sukarto. And how is this happen? It is a very deep thing. Before starting action, not during the action and not after the action, this state of mind should be there. So the state of mind before starting action should be samikritva.
How this samyakrita will happen? It is a sadhana. What is that sadhana? That all my actions are for the happiness of the Lord. Whatever you are doing, do same thing. At present you are doing for your happiness. Now do the same action for the happiness of Lord. Only this much. This much of deep understanding made here will bring sea change in your life. Sea change. Whatever I am doing, if I am a sweeper in an office, well, I am doing it in a such a way that the Lord will be happy. We have got a cleaning lady. When she started, she said it will take 8 hours to clean the whole mission. As usual, you all know all these things. Then she said, you have to pay this much. Then package fixed. Per week, you have to pay this much. Now she completes in 3 hours or 2 hours. See? Now if she starts thinking whether the Lord will be happy with this or not, what will be the answer? Apply the same thing to your profession. Whatever duty you are doing, think, whatever I am doing with this, Lord will be happy or not. If I am working in the office, whether my boss will be happy or not, we always think of that. But if the Lord will be happy, he is the Lord of your boss also. If Lord is happy, your boss will be definitely happy. So samay kritva means it's a deep understanding inside. It is a sadhana, and that sadhana is that I am doing all my actions for my happiness. Have you understood? We'll see some more points on this in our next class.
Purnamada Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnameva Vashishyate. Om Shanti Shanti Shantihi Hari Om Sri Gurubhyo Namaha Hari.
Hari Om, one announcement. One announcement about our annual banquet is coming on 3rd of November. You know, our main activity is only Bal Vihar. And you also know what we charge, and whatever we charge is not even sufficient to maintain the fixed expenses of this setup. So this is run by charity, and we request everybody to donate at our banquet once a year. So this year it is happening on 3rd of November. So we have got the advertisement in the Sobinar. So you can request your friends or your employer or different offices to advertise in the Sobinar. But the best, advertisement will be that you should advertise, you should feel that yes, this knowledge is to be spread. We are not charging anything to our adults. You know why? Because we got this knowledge free from our guru. And we are giving free. If you think this knowledge is valuable, it should continue, it should spread further. So we need your support. We need your support. So you can advertise, you give an ad in our Sobinar also with best compliments. Your family name you can give. Need not, you have to run to somebody and take obligation or this. If you can get it, that's nothing like that. You can do it, number one. Number two, you all should come to our banquet. It's a $50 per
person. And for children also, we have got some arrangement. They will be taken care of also. You come and you will enjoy food, good food. I will not tell you the name of the restaurant, but it's good food. And recreation will be also there. So please come. Please support this cause. And know it for sure, it is utilized for the society's benefit only. Society benefit only. So your fund, you will manage, and it will be again given back to society. So Premalji will be there outside. So you can buy your ticket, your family member, your friends, according to your study group also. You can take a table which has got 10 seats. One table has got 10 seats, so you can have your own friends or family, or your study group can take one or two tables. So this way also you can support us. You can support us by coming there, number one, attending the banquet, number two, giving the advertisement. Or if you don't want to give advertisement, you want to give secret dan, there also you can do it. You can write a check in the name of Chinmaya Mission Yamunotri. That also can. Thank you. Hare Krishna.